thought that I could complete the assignment from Marion within a couple of days, because after all, synthetic data are synthetic data. But
these are very special.
But I ended up with spending nearly 2 weeks on the secret model. The data I use is, again, the apparent resistivity and phase of the off-diagonal component at 14 periods ranging from 0.56 to 1,000 seconds. And the number of stations is hundreds. And this is an inversion with details. The grid I use for forward calculation is about 138,000 cells. And this is larger than, this grid is larger than that I use for the forward solution model. And the number of unknown is about 3,300. And the constraint used is the smoothness constraint again, and the iteration number is 5. The final misfit, RMS data misfit, is 12% for apparent resistivity and 2.8 degrees for phases. Actually, this is a very fast inversion result, and I was not happy about this level of finite this level of data misfit for the synthetic data. So I tried many other inversion using a different discretization, but after all, I show you the very fast inversion result. And the CPU time is about 64 hours on PC. And as I said before, the many computing time was spent on computing Jacobian. This shows the vertical slices of the inversion model along the four profiles, A, B, G, J. I was not satisfied with the inversion result, so I only show the vertical slices. Okay. That's it. I hope that my 2 weeks turn out to be a waste of time.
So these west-or
So this profile is east-west.
And so going from north to south?
Yes, A, B, G, J. I should mention this. The reason why I was not happy about the result is that, first of all, the data fit is not satisfactory. Other thing is that it looks like data demand the anomalies outside the survey region. And I thought that this should not happen for the synthetic data. So I emailed Marion to ask if she's confident of the synthetic data. She said she double checked. So I was wondering why this happened.